100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead, but not doing laundry yet. I probably should get that started, so I'll take care of that after the weekly challenge where I post the topic, you come up with the stories, that sort of thing. And the topic for this week is letter. So I'm going to go ahead and let you all do your stories, and then we'll come back and wrap things up. How's that?
Greetings, Jay Radom is here with my story for weekly challenge number 796 and the prompt of letter. My story is called Her Appointed Rounds. Heart racing, legs pumping, feet pounding. Kayla's body wants to quit, but she wills herself to keep going. There's no cover in the streets, and her uniform and pack aren't designed for urban camouflage, so there's no way to hide. She can only keep moving forward. Her mission is clear. The documents she carries cannot fall into anyone's hands but the designated recipients. She clocks a hostile to her right. She avoids tipping off that she spotted him. Her Grumman LLV is 20 yards away. Once inside, the dog can't get her. Only one neighborhood left on her mail route. Thanks for listening. Have a great one. See you next time.
Good morning. This is Richard. And this is my story, The Letter. The letter was waiting for me on the kitchen table. I collapsed, bleary-eyed and hungover, into the nearest chair, fumbling for the envelope, then hesitated. My name, written in her precise hand with that distinctive thick underline, was more of a statement than a mere word. An accusation oozing venom and anger. The letter fell from my fingers, but it was my senses that were numb and unfeeling. Like countless others preceding it, this letter would remain unread. And I would move on. Time for another relationship, another failed attempt. And, eventually, another letter left on my kitchen table. There you go, a nice cheerful one for this week. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. What's the color of a letter? Is an A whispered amber? Is a B a bitter lemon? He didn't know, but he kept writing those letters, his stories told in the tones of the chosen color. The woman at the stand would smile benevolently and nod. One day, I have mail for you. The envelope marked C. Cosmic latte, he said, and they chuckled. She already had many more letters ready, and she hoped he'd skip the D. Too many dark and deep colors in that one. He never figured out it was her, and she continued to smile. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Missed last week. Very sick, but I'll pony on with this. This one really sucks. It's not the COVID-y thing, but it's really bad virus, and it's knocked the stuffings out of me. So let's go with the first story, which is Deep Mem. I don't like needles. I remember my first experience with the damage done. It's the 50s, and the government has this great idea. Round up all the kids in a school gym. A spot, usually on the upper arm, is scraped by a lancet, so the outer layer of the epidermal are removed. The spot is then rubbed with an ivory point, quill or tube, carrying the virus. A slight, unusually unimportant Illness follows. The arm is sore for a time. A characteristic scar remains. At the time, I wonder why everyone was crying. Second story. Litter. Well, I cleared my second $1 billion today. Oh, those sweet, sweet bitcoins. Got in on the start. Wrote it up and down. Got nerves of steel. So what am I going to do with all that moolah? Thought about it for some time and finally came up with a way to guarantee my place in history. I purchased a letter. I don't mean a page of writing. I bought a letter. I am now the proud owner of the letter Q. It's mine. Want to use it? It won't cost much. A mere 5 cents a piece will do. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I've always wanted to send a ransom letter. Not a boring email or anonymous typed sheet of paper, but one of those exciting ones, composed from cutout newsprint and a bloody thumbprint for a signature. It would accompany a small cardboard box containing a carefully gauze-wrapped, severed ring finger. I'd have it all delivered by courier, direct to the chief of police. Time to land on their desk, along with their morning coffee and sugar glazed donut. You may think that's cliched, and maybe it is, but you can't deny it's the proper way to do things.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the Weekly Challenge 796 with a prompt of letter. And here's my story. October 3rd. That is the day I die. All heart and brain function will be stopped for an hour. I'm expected to fully recover, but in case I don't, I've prepared. I wrote letters to people and confessed my secrets and sins to them. All scams, lies, and infidelities have been laid bare. Of course, if I survive, no one is supposed to read the letters. I'll collect them and save them for another day. If I die a few days later, I have also written a letter to the police. It is a list of possible suspects.
Two Robbers I Know Here, with a story on the subject, Letter. Professor Challenger's final work baffles every reader, but few now dispute that the carved ornamentation of ancient Ahua is a script, though its letters be hardly carved twice the same way. Alas, those furthering its decipherment reliably go mad, babbling that the world is written in Ahuan, as did that professor at his end. Mr. Babbage has lately employed his analytical engines to speed the computations. He now claims that the madmen are right. This world is but a vast engine, and each soul merely the settings of a myriad gear wheels. Surely he has succumbed to the Ahuan madness himself.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge. If I can get the number right this week, number 796 with the prompt of letter. Here's my story. Bilbert took out his phone and snapped a picture of the old house. His father cleared his throat. "What are you doing, son?" "Oh," he mumbled. "I forgot. I was going to send a picture of the new house to Linoleumanda. I guess I can't do that, right?" Both of his parents nodded sadly. Even though she wouldn't recognize his new phone number, he couldn't text her or send her an email. He couldn't even get out a piece of paper and write Linoleumanda a letter without sending potential leads to the supervillain underground. Eureka was Bilbert's teenage hell. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
There is only one letter in the Bismay alphabet. It is the letter grunt. It's pronounced with grunt. And drawn with a dash, or a dot, or a splotch. Just imagine some savage smacking something with something else, really, or beating it or smashing it. Sometimes it's one Bismay beating the hell out of another. Hell, they don't even call themselves Bismay. They just grunt at each other, beat their chest, beat each other, that sort of thing. When they grunted at us, we ran. Because we didn't want them beating us, too. Stay the hell away from that fucking place.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of letter. Did you enjoy them? I hope you did. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to see the text of the stories, let the authors know what you think about them, and all sorts of other stuff. 16 years of archives. I've been doing this for how long? And just more and more and more out there of all the people sharing their creativity and imagination. It's pretty cool. The next topic for the weekly challenge is a pick two. Go to the website and you'll see the topics in the upper right corner or a post in the site. It's all up there. And I will see you tomorrow with another story, just whatever. And then next week, the weekly challenge and so on. We'll keep doing this until, well, you know the website. Thank you, and as always, keep it brief.